this morning we are already set to pray. And I really fear God so much because the burden that He put in my heart for us to share together and to pray this morning is on this revival. It is to pray and pray it down and pray for ourselves and pray for our nation and pray for this revival. When God comes to announce what He wants to do on earth, He wants us to receive it. Before He will accomplish it, He wants us to receive it. He wants us to agree with Him and partner with Him. And for our prayer this morning, you see, it is what we agree with Him about and the extent to which we agree with Him that He will do. He waits. He gives the promise. He waits. And then, whatever we agree with Him to do, He will do and go to the extent that we agree with Him to go. You remember that when God was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He came, He announced it to Abraham. And the extent to which Abraham allowed Him and inquired of Him, that was the extent to which God went. This day, you must enlarge your heart. You will not only inquire of the Lord, you will give Him all the space to do what He wants to do. We are going to be calling on God. And we will take our cue this morning to enlarge our praying further, because that is the point of our prayers today. To pray for ourselves, to pray for this revival, and to pray for our nations that it will not elude us. We are going to use one of the illustrations that God has been using and giving us, and actually it was a prophetic illustration. And I would like us to read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. We read, our brother led us to read chapter 36. We are reading chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. Ezekiel 47, 1 to 12. Then He brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east. For the front of the temple faced the east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gate that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. And the water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross. For the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. Then he said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there, along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, "The water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters were healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because this water goes there. For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be the fishermen will stand by it from Engedi to Enegle. There will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But the swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine. This is the word of the Lord and the great promise, illustrated promise about this move of the Spirit. You see, the nations, you will agree with me that the nations are in great difficulty at this time. The nations are sick. That's why God is looking for what will bring healing. The nations are sick, trouble everywhere. Apart from the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, there are earthquakes, there are, you know, hurricanes, all kinds of disruption, apart from wars that are claiming many lives and religious conflicts. The nations are sick. And God went all the way. He is going all the way in our time to bring healing. But you see, the water that will resource the nations, that will bring healing to the nations, the water that will bring refreshing to the nations will come not from any other place, but from the temple. It will come from the church. Unfortunately, it is the church and her Lord that the world has turned against. And Psalm 2 that we read yesterday, you will see how God himself lamented. He said, why? Why do the heathen rage? Why? Why do the people imagine vain things? The people of the earth, they set their hearts against the Lord and his anointed. And you know all that he said he would do. He would laugh at them. He would laugh at them. But if he only laughs, it would have been something. He said he would speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his sore displeasure. That's fearful. That is fearful. So he counseled in verse 6. I mean, he said in verse 6, then we'll go to his counsel. He said, yet, despite all that the nations are doing, raging against my king, I have set my king on my holy hill, Zion. On my holy hill, Zion. I have already set my king. There's nothing the nations of the earth can do about that. I have set my king. So he counseled. He said, now, therefore, verse 10, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Be wise. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Be wise, O you kings. Be wise, O nations. The nations and their rulers, the presidents, the senators, the all the leaders of the nations, you better be wise. Lest you bring calamity upon your nation. Be wise. Kiss the son, lest he be angry with you. And that is the reason, first of all, why we need to pray for our nations. Wherever God has located you, pray for that nation. Even in your profession, pray for that profession. Pray for wherever God has located you, that they will kiss the son. They will not go against him. They will receive this refreshing that the Lord is sending from above. It is for the whole earth. But if any nation sets itself against the Lord and is anointed at this time, even if they have done it before and they went over it, God overlooked it. This time, he will not overlook it. He will distress them in his sore displeasure. He will look at them in his wrath. He said, kiss his son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. He spells doom for the nations. So the first thing we are going to call upon God about, as we are seeing that this river is going to come from the temple, is going to come from the church, this refreshing, this restoration, this revival is going to come from the church. Please beg God, no matter for how many years your nation has stood against God, not this time. Let the Lord break the barrier. Let the Lord bulldoze the gates. Let the gates lift up their heads that the King of Glory may come in. Otherwise, doom is coming upon that nation that does not kiss the sun. Now you will see that the water that the Lord is talking about started from the temple. And this river started, you know, though it started from the temple, you will see in verse 8 that it has a destination. Then he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. That's the destination. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And you see, when anything reaches the sea, that means it has reached the nations of the earth. Because every nation, all the nations of the earth, all the continents are surrounded by the sea. So once anything gets to the sea, it gets to all the nations of the earth. The destination is the nations. Even though it started from the temple, the destination of this river is the sea, is the nations of the earth. You will pray with me also that this flow of the Spirit that may just start as water, but which will soon become a river, it will not terminate at the temple. It will not end, though it starts at the temple, and it will bring refreshing to the church. It will not end at the church. It will go to the nations. It will get to its destination. Many of the revivals of old ended in the church. It did not affect the nations as God would have had it. But we must pray as the Lord has counseled us today. He said, I will yet have my people inquire of me about this so that I will do it for them. You are going to plead with God that this river that is going to flow from the temple, first, let it flow. Let it flow as the Lord has said it. And let it not end at the temple. Lord, let it reach my nation. Let it enter the sea. Let it get to my nation. Don't allow my nation to enter into the doom spelled out for every nation that does not kiss the sun. May this revival not be cut short. Oh God, we have had enough of the devil's wickedness on the earth. We have had enough. We are tired of it. Oh, it makes us to think. And it makes the world to think, where is their God that they are talking about? But not even because of that. God has already given us a basis to pray. He has promised God. He has promised Jesus. He says, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. I'm going to do it. It's an oath. Said, I have set my king on my right hand. So, because of what he has promised Jesus, let him do it. Let this river flow, not only ending in the temple. Let it bring healing to the nations. Let it reach every nation on earth. We must ask God for it. If you stop at the temple, God will stop at the temple. Abraham stopped at asking for 10 people. Wherever you want it to reach, it will reach. Believe God this morning with me. We won't stop this prayer here. But since we have come to our own company, it is important to raise our cry to God and say, Father, this thing you have started, this Rehoboth will not stop at Rehoboth.
He's going to reach the nations. He's going to bring refreshing to the nations. You will pray.
Verses 5 to 8 tells us something
about the increasing depth of the river, of the waters.
Before it became a river, it increased in depth from the ankle deep to knee deep to waist deep until it became a river that nobody could walk through and cross. You will pray. Please put your heart to this prayer. We have seen things in the past revivals. You will pray that this particular revival, this river that is flowing from the temple, as it goes, the further it goes, the deeper it must become. Many revivals, the further they go, the shallower they become, and the dirtier they become. They become dirtier and polluted. It becomes something that is obnoxious later on. But please, let's call on God that this one, just as it happened in this Ezekiel, which God has promised, let it be that the further this river flows and the wider it flows, the deeper will be its effect. The deeper will be the consecration. The deeper will be the holiness. The deeper will be the fruitfulness. The deeper will be the experience that people will be having. It will not be polluted. You will pray with me, Lord, please have mercy on us concerning this revival. Let it not be polluted. Let it not be shallow. Let it be deep. Oh, no wonder God started teaching us that we must dig our roots deep so that what will come out of us will be deep. Please, you will plead with God. Lord, let this revival, the further it goes, the deeper it must become. The deeper will be its purity. Purity. It will not be polluted. You will beg God to preserve the purity of this water. Only God can do it. It must not go the way of all the earth. It must not go the way of some past revivals that became polluted towards the end. Oh, this one must be deeper. God knows how to do it. He will do it even as we were asking. Let it not be polluted. Let it not go the way of the earth. Let there be nobody, whether among us or from outside, that will bring pollution, that will, you know, go to the bush and cut some white vine to come and cut into this great pot that God is cooking for his people. Let there be nobody, let God forbid it. Let it be that this revival will grow in purity. The further it goes from the center, the purer it must become. And we must also pray, as verse 6 says, verse 5, he said that water became so deep and it could not be crossed. We will pray also that this revival water will be so deep, nobody will be able to cross it. Talk less of damning it. Nobody will be able to corner it and make it his own kingdom. Nobody will be able to cause it to become a denomination. This revival is for the church, the entire body of Christ on earth. This revival is for the nations. Nobody must corner it off. Let the Lord deal with every such soul that may want to dam this river. In the past revivals, people cut it into their own kingdoms, denominations. Little things that could not affect anybody. It did not affect any nation. Rather, it brought confusion and disunity to the body of Christ. Self came in and brought pollution, not to this one. Let it not happen. Let the Lord cause this river to be so deep that nobody can cross it. Nobody can dam it. Nobody can turn it into a denomination. We will pray. Verse 7. When I returned, along the bank of the river were many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern sea and goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters were healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. You will plead with God that wherever this revival goes, everything that is on his path will be healed. Wherever God takes you, wherever God flows through you, in this revival, there will be healing of the nations. Physical, spiritual. Let there be transformation. He says wherever the water flows, everything that it touches will be healed. Everything lives wherever it goes. Everything comes alive. Oh, you will beg God. This one will not bring death in the pot. There will be no death in the pot. Everything will be healed. The nations will be healed. Look, the nations are waiting for us. The endless expectation of the nations is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You will beg God that wherever this revival flows, let everything be healed. Put your heart to this prayer, my brothers and sisters. The earth is waiting in agony. The nations are crying. Families are praying. Marriage has been bastardized. Nations, they don't have answers to their difficulties. But the answer is in the church, is in our hands. Beg God that this thing will not become death. It will, everything will live. The nations will come alive. The life of Christ will flow. Everything will live. Economy will live. Health system will live. Politics will be healed. Oh, let everything live wherever this river goes. Let it not come short of transformation. We are looking for transformation. We are looking for life. We are looking for prosperity. Even this move of the Spirit is meant to bring prosperity to the nations, not only to the church, but to the nations. So you will pray, Lord, let everything live. Wherever this message goes, wherever this message of Christ goes, wherever this river flows, wherever Christ is proclaimed, let everything live that comes in contact with it. Verses 9, 10, and 12 also now talks about something that we must pray about. It's all about this revival and our nations and our own lives. He said, first in verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there. Hey, there will be a great multitude of fish because these waters go there. For they will be healed and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that fishermen will stand by from Engedi to Eneglaim. There will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. Verse 12. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary, and their leaves, their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine. We are going to be praying. God says, wherever this water goes, as it flows into the sea, wherever it goes, there will be a great multitude of fish. Will you please pray that there will be salvation of souls? Ooh, wherever this transformation, this revival, wherever the water of this level board flows, let there be great multitude of fish. Let there be transformation of lives. Let there be salvation. Let disciples multiply. He said, trees grow on either side of this river. Let trees of righteousness, not vegetables. Let trees grow. Trees perennial. Trees that cannot be shaken. That cannot be uprooted by whatever wind is coming. Let trees grow. Ooh, as we move on in this revival, as we pray it down, when the waters flow, let everything that goes here and there around it, let them live and let trees
Let trees grow. Oh, we want trees. We are tired. We are tired of all these vegetable Christians. You will call on God about this. And the Bible says, fishermen will stand by the river. You will pray. Because we need fishermen in this end time. We need correct fishermen, evangelists, missionaries, who knows how to catch fish. Fishermen, let the Lord of the harvest, send laborers to this harvest. Let him send fishermen of renown. Fishermen who will catch people en masse into the kingdom of God. We are tired of those who will only come to the pulpit to raise offering. We want fishermen of renown. God sent fishermen whose only concern is the expansion of the kingdom of God, not their pockets. Lord, send fishermen. Send laborers into your vineyard. Send fishermen to this river, to the nations. Send fishermen when we call on God. We are going to use each of these points to raise a cry to heaven about this move of the Spirit. It must not come short of the glory of God. It must not come short of the extent to which God wants it. It must reach the nations. It must bring transformation. There must be healing on every side. There must be great, great fishes. There must be fishermen of renown. Trees of righteousness must grow on either side of this river. It must be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that our God may be glorified. Would you like to stand up and raise a call to heaven, a cry, first for you and for your nation? Because God has promised, you are going to plead with God that this revival, no nation will refuse it. Beg God for your nation, because those who refuse it, God will visit them in his anger. Beg God, Lord, not my nation, Lord. Not where you have planted me, Lord. Oh, let the gates be lifted up. Let the gates of nations lift up their heads. Let the King of Glory come in. Let the King of Glory come in. Please pray for Nigeria. Those of you that are in Nigeria, the devil is struggling with us, but not with us. He's against the Lord. The Lord is maker. But he will not prosper. Beg God for Nigeria that they will not refuse this water. They will not refuse this river. They will not refuse it. They will not resist it. They will not incur the wrath of God upon their own lives. Those in UK, pray. United Kingdom has resisted the will of God, the word of God for too long. Beg God that God will break through for us. Those of you in America, North and South, beg God. Those in Asia, oh, please plead with God. Those of us in every part of Africa, all the nations are bleeding. Australia, call on God that your nation will not refuse this river from entering in. Because wherever the river goes, there is life, there is transformation, there is healing. Would you like to pray? Let's pray.
Thank you.